Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Donald Trump recently welcomed Romania's President Klaus Iohannis to the White House. Romania, said President Trump, has been a valuable member of the coalition to defeat ISIS, and it's the fourth largest contributor of troops in Afghanistan. 23 Romanians have paid the ultimate price for their participation, and America honors their sacrifice. President Trump thanked Romania for increasing its defense spending from 1.4% of GDP to over 2% this year. We hope our other NATO allies will follow Romania's lead on meeting their financial obligations and paying their fair share for the cost of defense, said President Trump. The United States believes in strengthening the NATO alliance through greater responsibility and burden sharing among member nations, because together, said President Trump, we can confront the common security challenges facing the world. President Trump applauded Romania's efforts to fight corruption and defend the rule of law, and he commended President Iohannis' commitment to keeping Romania on this path. This work, he noted, is necessary to create an environment where trade and commerce can flourish and where citizens can prosper. I look forward to working with you to deepen the ties of both commerce and culture between our two countries. Romanians have made many contributions to the United States and to the world. Very notable among them was Nobel Prize laureate Elie Wiesel, who was born in Romania and passed away almost a year ago. President Iohannis has worked to further Holocaust remembrance and education in Romania, and President Trump saluted him for his leadership in that vital cause. The people of Romania have endured many hardships, but they have made a truly remarkable historical journey, said President Trump. I look forward to strengthening our alliance with Romania and our bonds with your people. The relationship has been good, but now it's stronger than ever.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.